everyone. I'm Bethany Losada. Thank you so much for joining me today in my podcast, Overcomers, where we talk about how to overcome life's difficulties with a friend, faith, and a cup of tea. Today, I'm drinking Skullcap, which is great for chronic stress relief, tension headaches, or migraines. We're in a series right now called Overcome by Anxiety to Overcomer, a mother and daughter's faith journey prevailing through anxiety. Last week, we started talking about how we can help our kids live a full life with anxiety, and we discussed anti-anxiety muscles we can strengthen in order to battle against anxiety. The first anti-anxiety muscle we talked about was perseverance, and today we're going to talk about patience. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines patience as bearing pains or trials calmly or without complaint and steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. After hearing that definition, does anybody else struggle with patience? Sometimes it's our children that try our patience, asking for the 100th time in the same day the question, why? Being on a road trip, asking over and over, are we there yet? Are we there yet? At home on the weekends or after school, your kids bugging you to see if they can have more screen time or play just one more video game. Then there's the moment that you're rushed to get out of the house or you're going to be late to work or an appointment and your child decides that's the moment that they're going to have a complete meltdown. Every day we have numerous opportunities to either show patience or have our patience tried. We live in a time of instant gratification. We're told seize the day or do whatever makes you happy in that moment. There's no concern about learning good character or having long-term goals that you have to work for that you might not see the rewards for years down the road. We want everything immediately. If you have a question, just type it into Google and you'll have your answer. Who needs to go research in a library? You want to learn something new? Just watch a YouTube video. Why do you need to go and take any classes? Have a quick question for a friend? Send a text. Too busy to go shopping? No worries, anything can be delivered right to your doorstep. Somebody can even do the shopping for you. We are not cultivating patience in our children. They're growing up in a world taught of instant gratification and getting what you want immediately. That can even be a struggle for us as parents when we're dealing with our children who have anxiety. We wish that we could have a quick fix or be able to take the anxiety away with the snap of our fingers, but that's not the way that life works. Last summer, we were on a family vacation, and there were a lot of triggers for my daughter that reminded her of the first time she experienced extreme anxiety, and it ended up leading to a panic attack one evening at dinner. Now, we had a choice. We could either stop in that moment and help calmly help my daughter recognize that she had the anxiety, accept it, be able to implement coping strategies, speak truth into the situation, help her work through it, or we could have gotten impatient, annoyed, and just ignored it. Being proactive and deciding to help your child as soon as you see the anxiety starting is going to help them calm down faster and feel more successful. When you decide to be impatient and ignore it, it gets bigger and starts snowballing until it gets into a full-blown anxiety attack. And it takes so much longer to help them calm down from that and work through it. As parents, we need to be intentional to create time and space when our child is going through an anxious moment so we can help them work through it. Not only do we as parents need to practice patience with our child's anxiety, we need to teach our children to have patience with themselves as they're learning how to manage their anxiety. Having anxiety is like going on a journey. There's high points and there's low points. The important thing is to learn from those valleys and to celebrate with your child those mountaintop moments. To persevere through life's struggles, we need to learn the art of patience. Oftentimes, we have the desire to have a quick fix and to take control, but that prevents us from knowing God. The Israelites were in captivity in Egypt, and God brought them out and had them in the wilderness for 40 years before he took them into the promised land. During those 40 years, they were supposed to learn about God, his character, who he is, about his laws and commandments, and rely and trust on him for their daily provision. He provided manna for food every day for them. Moses went and got the Ten Commandments, shared them with the Israelites, and one of those was not to create or worship any idol. Moses went on a mountaintop to receive more instruction from the Lord, and the Israelites got impatient while he was gone those 40 days and decided to take things into their own hands, create a quick fix, and make a golden calf to worship to replace God. That created a barrier between their relationship and God and a lot of lessons that they needed to learn and go through. So often we try to create our own quick fixes in life. When there's a problem, we try to slap something on it, a Band-Aid, and keep going. A few years ago, we had some water come into our house from a broken water heater, and it got into the baseboards and a little bit of the lower wall. The quick fix would have been let it dry out and then just paint over it and leave it be. Or call the insurance, have a contractor come, do it correctly by drying it out, replacing the wet parts in order to prevent mold from growing there. I had the choice to go with the quick fix and not deal with a lot of difficulty of having contractors in the home, or go through the whole process of having everything fixed properly, preventing any mold to grow, which could cause harm to my family's health and the integrity of the home. I had the choice to do things properly or go with the quick fix. I'm thankful we chose to go through the process of doing it the right way. Kids are faced with this as well. It might be not understanding a math assignment, and instead of going back and learning it and struggling through the problems, just copying the answers from a friend. Then later in the week, they have a math quiz and they don't know how to do it and end up doing poorly on the quiz and getting a bad grade. We're always faced with these opportunities to show patience or to try to slap on a quick fix and take control ourselves. We need to learn in those times of patiently waiting to abide in Christ and look to him to provide our daily needs, our manna for that day. For you as a parent with an anxious child, it might be having the calm in the moment that your child's freaking out, or having the right words to encourage your child or the truth to speak to them when they need to hear it, or being able to create that time and space to help them in their anxious moment. For your child, their daily provision might look like knowing the truth that they are precious, that they're special, that their anxiety doesn't define them, or that they can do difficult things, whatever they face that day. Not only we as parents struggle and adults with patience, our children do as well. So what can we do as parents to help refine and strengthen the anti-anxiety muscle of patience in our children? The first thing that we can do is start practicing and modeling for them patience. I know that's difficult because it's something we all struggle with, but change takes self-discipline, consistency, and intentionality. Some ways that you can start practicing this in your home are really easy. When you're getting upset and your kids are getting on your nerve, instead of yelling, being able to speak calmly and firmly. When your child's trying to tell you about something and express some feelings or tell you a story, patiently wait and don't interrupt them or try to give a quick fix before they even finish telling you everything. Sometimes it's just apologizing when you are impatient or recognizing when you're being impatient with your child. And lastly, when you're starting to feel impatient, take a deep breath before you respond to the other person or your child. So you can practice being patient yourself, and then you can start practicing talking about patience and impatience with your child. Tell them experience that you've had throughout your day. Maybe you were feeling impatient with a coworker and what that was like and how you handled it. Or somebody tried to cut you off when you're driving on your way home from work and you chose to let it go and be patient. Then your child is starting to learn what that looks like. What is patience and when they're feeling that? And then they can tell you about their experiences in their day when they might have felt the need to be patient or the urge to be impatient, and it creates more open dialogue between the two of you. Lastly, you can provide opportunities to practice patience. One great time is at the dinner table. Everybody's sitting down together, waiting until everybody's finished before getting up and joining in family conversation. Another great way is through delayed gratification. I know, especially in the summertime with my kids, I would have a list or certain things that they would need to do before they could get any screen time, or having them wait until the evening to do something that they really wanted to do. Also, with my children, they practice delayed gratification by not being able to get a cell phone when all of their friends did. My daughter didn't receive her smartphone until she started high school. That's when I thought it was appropriate and healthy for her to use. But all of her other friends were already having theirs. So she had to practice patiently waiting and then also valuing it more, knowing that it was something she had to earn and work towards. There's so many ways that we can really strengthen patience in our own lives and our children's. That's so countercultural to what we have around us in the world. But it is so important so we can persevere through our trials and our difficulties, whether it's anxiety or anything else that we may face. I'm going to close this today from a scripture and then a prayer over you. Psalms 40, 1 through 2 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand." Dear Father, thank you for hearing our every cry and that you desire to reveal yourself to us when we are patiently waiting on you. Help us to accept the current struggles we are facing and turn our eyes to you to see what you might show us. Be our firm foundation and let us rest in you. Give us the provision that we need for each day, especially a calm trust in you. Show us the way we should walk in and give us the courage to follow you. Guide our parenting and give us patience with our children that they might learn how to be patient as well. Please bless my friend today and let them know that you see them and love them so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me as we've been talking about patience. Can't wait to see you the next time on Overcomers with a Cup of Tea.